Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Niles Nyman. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Stein. Batting ninth. The catcher, Pete Varney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Cott. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman strikes out. Moore drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Nyman out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bevacqua scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nyman. Aaron reaches second base with a double. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron moves to third. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aaron tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hairston. Moore reaches second base with a double. There goes Darwin trying to get to third. Hairston throws the ball into Dent, who relays the ball to Melton, who tags Darwin for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein misplays the ball. That's an error on Stein. Moore moves to third. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein strikes out. Two outs. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nyman. Scott reaches second base with a double. Yount moves to third. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lescano takes first base on ball 4. Yount scores. Scott moves to third. Aaron moves to second. It's 3-0, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. Aaron scores. Lescano moves to second. It's 5-0, Brewers. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0-for-1 in the game. Bebakwa hits a fly ball into center field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-1 in the game. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nyman moves to third. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nyman scores. May moves to second. It's 5-1, Brewers. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May scores. It's 5-2, Brewers. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darwin throws the ball into Scott, who tags Dent trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Johnson scores. Melton moves to third. It's 5-3, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Bill Gogolowski now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount bunts towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yount for the out. Thomas moves to third. Money moves to second. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Scott is walked intentionally. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aaron hits a line drive towards third. Melton catches it and steps on third to double up Thomas. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. Stein hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0 for 1 in the game. Varney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive towards first. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Darwin strikes out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Lescano takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Varney and he is out, Dent applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-2 in the game. Nyman hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon pinch hits for Kurt Bevacqua. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Money. The throw from Varney and he is out, Stein applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Sheldon now playing second base. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Brewers. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dent strikes out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-2 in the game. Stein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0-for-2 in the game. Varney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Upshaw now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aaron hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Varney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Yount moves to third. Scott moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Lescano hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Charlie Moore. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Bobby Mitchell pinch hits for Mike Hegan. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Daryl Porter now catching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-3 in the game. Nyman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter fires to first and picks off Nyman. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheldon hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp now playing left field. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-3 in the game. Hairston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.